This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Thursday, June 1st. With yesterday's results from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat was firm again today. It was up almost 6.5 cents at one time. Overflow buying coming in from the corn markets are really helping. The weather is still an issue with wheat. We know that we planted fewer acres in the last 100 years, and those issues are starting to come around. The USDA crop progress report was lower than expected, and it was much lower than we had had for years, actually. And so there is a number of issues that could give this market a real bullish plug, but we had some decent volatility out there, and that's getting some attention from a lot of the fund managers. If we get a little more action coming in, I think that we can get a big flood of money coming into these grain markets, and we could be definitely off to the races.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday down a quarter point at 429 and three quarters. July corn ended the day up five at 371 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for June ended the day down a quarter point, ranging from 479 and a quarter to 485. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for June were down 1.5, ranging from 506 and three quarters to 516 and three quarters. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for June were up 4, ranging from 672 to 697. Live cattle for June were up $1.45 at 124.60. August feeder cattle were up 265 at 152.70, and May class 3 milk was down a penny at 1561. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report from the Ag Information Network.